USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is closing in on $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular rose another nickel today to a record $4.91 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in 13 states, including California, where drivers are paying an average of $6.37 a gallon. New York City oil refiner John Katsimatidis tells Fox Business, President Biden doesn't need to fly to Saudi Arabia to fix our oil and gas prices. All he needs to do is open up more drilling.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel.
The heat is on in cities like Phoenix and Palm Springs. By later this week, temperatures will reach 113. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan silver dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Border control seizures of illicit fentanyl are on the rise. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the increase of fentanyl crossings at the southern border is not being addressed on a federal level.
The federal government is not doing its part trying to go after these criminal organizations to try to put more pressure on the Mexican government, also China, for exporting these chemicals into Mexico, where the cartels are able to supply these, make these counterfeit pills.
Earlier this year, the High Trafficking Drug Trafficking Areas Program received $275 million in funding from the Biden administration. It's primary election day in seven states. Voters in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota will set the stage for House and Senate races this fall. House races in New Jersey and Iowa will be critical as Republicans look to take control of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As Democrats and Republicans work together on a gun control bill, one lawmaker has ideas that can help immediately.
As lawmakers in Washington are focused primarily on hardware legislation, the root cause for someone to pick up a gun and do something terrible is not included. Tightening school security is something lawmakers can do. This idea from Republican Representative Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin on Newsmax.
What we saw last week, I think, was kind of a hodgepodge list of gun bills that had been laying around, authored by different Democrats. And when the Republicans came back in Judiciary Committee, we had, I think, a nice list of some very thoughtful things that could be done immediately. You know, kind of things bigger concepts that, quite honestly, some of the states have been implementing.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tourists will soon be able to visit Japan for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Japan Tourism Agency announcing a phased reopening will start Friday. Masks, private health insurance, and a chaperone will be required for all visitors. Big tech companies want to revise rules for children of high-skilled visa workers. An estimated 200,000 kids have grown up in the United States while their parents have had work visas. Kids must apply for green cards once they turn 21. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.